ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Monday.
Oh, good morning.
Welcome back for another week.
Here we are here for it. Now, did you watch Australia's Got Talent last night?
I've seen little bits and pieces.
Damn. Just when you think Australia's got no talent left, right? Like, how many years has this show been going for?
You do wonder with some of the shows. You're like, how can you keep finding new people?
Well, it definitely went to another level last night where one of the contestants painted a portrait of Shane Jacobson only using his genitals.
Which I do wonder how you would even begin to attack that task.
Well, I'm like, what even brought you to that moment of you going, hey, I'm going to use my genitals to paint?
Yeah, and there's a lot of questions, and I don't think any of them are appropriate for on air.
Anyway, you know? Oh, it is early. It's before 6:30.
Yeah, but what was his name? Was not Picasso.
Picasso.
Yeah. So clever.
I'm not going to lie, though. Did do a pretty good job. But I really wish that we spoke to Ricky Lee today, because she would have got a pretty awesome view from the side.
Oh. Yep.
Keep in mind, though, this guy's like 70.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
70?
Yeah. He's 70.
I did not know he was that old. So is he using a little blue pill? Or
what do you mean?
To paint.
Jesse, I don't know the details. I don't know him personally. I don't know what he was doing.
Well, there was some other talents on the show last night as well. One of them being Paul Capillaris. You might have seen him in the promos as well. The blind singer.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal. We're going to actually catch up with him later on in the show this morning.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a little bit more adult, so we put them earlier in the show, and today it is risque.
Oh, I was going to say, you didn't use risque, so
there's a little bit of nudity in today.
Excellent.
One.
That's what I love.
That's what we live for. So that's your warning. Now, you might remember a story about a bloke who got done for drug trafficking in the UK. I think his name...
No, doesn't ring a bell at all.
The reason he made headlines is he moved to Bali to escape sentencing.
Right.
Right? And he went viral for being quite a good-looking young man.
Right.
His name's Terrence Murrell, right?
Okay.
So before he was due to be sentenced in court, he flew out of the country, lives in Bali now, so that he can avoid going to jail.
Mm. Oh, geez, what a place to go to just fit right in.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that he's not trying to hide.
Right.
He's been posting stuff all over Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And
well, why? When you're hot, you can't let the socials drop.
And that's exactly right, is that he can't. And he literally cannot afford to let the socials drop, because now that he's not into the drugs anymore...
Oh, he's still got to make that coin.
He's still got to make that coin. And he was making a good little income for himself over in the UK with all of his illegal stuff. But so now he's gone onto Instagram. And I mean, he seems to do quite well out of it, but...
Oh, no, how can you tell? You can't even see the likes anymore.
Not well enough that he can only use Instagram. He signed up to a different site, which you may have heard of before, called OnlyFans.com.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of it. I didn't...
Keeps popping up recently in the news at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, for anyone who hasn't seen OnlyFans.com, it's very similar to Instagram, but to subscribe to someone's page...
You have to pay. Yeah.
Now, they set their own price. He set his price at $14
a
month.
Oh.
So, more expensive than Netflix.
Yeah.
And the reason that people...
Considering you're watching the same show over and over again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and people pay this. Like, it's quite bizarre.
Shaking my head.
I mean, he's a good-looking dude, but the reason people pay this is because it is fully adult content.
Yeah.
Right?
Like what?
Like, he is completely starkers.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I haven't seen anything, but from the article, the description is like he's doing some X-rated activities.
Yeah, but like, there's not a site that you can do that. You can get that for free, you know?
I know. So it's just a surprise.
People have more money than sense these days.
It surprised me that people subscribe to these sites.
Yeah.
But I thought the thing that was most ballsy about this from him
was
that he was making his money in the drugs, allegedly, through steroids over in the UK.
Right.
Right? If you're getting your gear out after you've been on the roids for a while...
Yeah.
Like, he must be doing all right.
What do you mean?
Well, like, they affect your gear.
I don't know. You would know, wouldn't you?
Well, Rightio.
Let's go!
Now
at hits.com.au.
And Barnaby Joyce has made his way back in the news, whinging about having to pay or trying to live off $210,000 a year.
Bummer.
Right. But in a way, I kind of get what he's saying. For those that like have missed it, he's obviously got a new family now with, what's her name again? Slipped to my mind.
I forget.
Yeah.
Can't keep track of all his partners.
Yeah. Well, they've got
can't keep track of all the
prime ministers. Two babies now at the moment. So yeah. He's obviously looking after that family he's got and then the family he had previously with his ex-wife and I think it's like four daughters. So
he's got a few
he's
kids.
Come out and he's like, you know, I'm really struggling, which is he said that he has to turn his heater off on the cold nights. Mm-hmm. He also has to kill his own meat to eat. Just try and save money. Doesn't go out for dinners anymore with Vicky. That's her name.
Oh, Vicky.
Yeah. That's it. But he's also said, how do people who survive?
You're telling me that he is questioning living on a budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Surprise,
but
surprise.
But I quite like it that he's actually come out and said, you know, they need to look at New Start and look at raising the doll.
That's actually a really good thing because that hasn't changed since I think the 70s or the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually
one of those
like hidden national disgraces. Yeah.
It hasn't changed. With the increase of living.
Yeah, like with expenses, increased cost of living. It's actually below the poverty line.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have known.
Yeah. So, surprising from Barnaby.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the changes of that. But also in the new making the news, a text message has gone viral. Two friends, right? They were just talking about, you know, family birthday parties and things like that. You know, one of the mums is pregnant.
Mm.
And she, as they got down through the conversation, she said to her friend, hey, so you know how you guys have a dog named Tilly? And the lady's like, yeah. And he's like, do you mind changing it? And she's like, what? And she's like, yeah, do you mind changing it? I want to name, we're having a baby girl. I want to name our daughter Tilly, but I don't want her to have the same name as your dog. And the mum's, obviously owning a dog, you can't change a dog's name.
Like, it's easier to change a person's name than a dog's name because the person understands.
And exactly. Right.
Right.
Anyway, the dog owner's mum has gone, I'm not changing the name.
Yeah.
All the best with everything.
Thanks very much. See you later. How old is the dog?
It doesn't actually say how old the dog is. But, I mean, even after a while, a dog will learn its name.
And, I mean, if it's had it for that long, I mean...
Oh, geez, I hope it was, 10 years old or something. And they're like, hey, can you change that dog's name?
Yeah, change it. The dog's like, what? I don't understand.
Oh, hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
But don't go anywhere. Up next, your riddle of the day for your Monday morning.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
And we're doing your riddle.
Yeah, now this morning it goes, if you have me, you want to share me.
Uh-huh.
If you share me, you haven't got me. What am I? Now, have you come to any conclusion of what the answer is?
No, because I feel like it's so broad for me. Like anything you share, or you haven't got because you're giving it away, but you still have it because you're sharing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we got Rick from Bunners. Good morning.
Morning. How are we?
Well, thank you. What do you reckon?
It's a secret.
It is a secret.
Oh, right.
Well done, Rick.
I have one for you.
Oh.
A secret or a riddle?
A riddle.
Oh, I was like...
Scandalous. Okay, go.
What's taken before you get it?
Oh.
Picture.
Oh, very good.
Oh! You feel like I knew it.
You have no idea how stoked I was myself over that. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Have a good day.
Bye,
you too, mate. See you later. All right, Bree from Cal, what are you thinking this morning?
I think the answer is secret.
Yes, it is
You'll
secret.
Be correct. Two from two we are this morning. There you go. Oh, and Rick just gave us another one, Bree, if you'd like to have a crack at another one this morning. What's taken before you get it?
Oh. Oh, that's a tough one.
I thought so too. Just
I'm
got
so glad.
Away,
I'm so like... glad you said that it's a tough one because I couldn't get the previous one. I just needed to win this morning. It's a picture.
Bloody Rick trying to out-riddle me.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I reckon we should probably introduce this.
Yeah. Can you out-riddle the riddle master?
This is The Catch-Up. with Jesse and Jules.
For everything that is breaking over in Hollywood, we've got Dee McCarthy joining us right now. Babe, what are you up to? What carpet are you on?
Guys, I'm literally calling you from the green carpet of the Dora and the Lost City of Gold world premiere in Hollywood. Now, the reason this is very, very interesting and beautiful is because this was shot in Queensland. It's an Aussie shot film. The world premiere is today and hits Australian cinemas on September 13th. It's a Thursday. I got a sneak peek and this film is incredible. It stars Eva Longoria, Isabella Mona. Ah, awesome.
Oh, baby, your nieces must be so jealous of what you do.
They are.
Yeah.
They
are. Have you been sending them photos?
I send them photos, videos. They get tickets for things. Yeah, I would like to be my own thing.
Oh, I love it. Now, babe, firstly, can we talk about this Hollywood love contract being a real thing? Because I thought this was fake.
I always thought it was fake as well. Over the weekend, I chatted with a big Hollywood publicist who looks after some huge A-list celebrities. This is what they told me. Apparently, the whole love contract is a real thing. So basically, two celebrities that want to get some good press will hook up and date each other, usually for around 2 years, as a legal binding contract so that they can get really good press for themselves.
Isn't that insane?
It also strikes me as 2 years is a long time.
Absolutely.
It's a long time. And it's weird, right? Like, can you imagine being like, for 2 years, they usually have a side hustle, you know? Look, Jules would not get a side hustle because you'd be the number one and only.
Dave's right.
Someone would have a side hustle on me, for sure.
So really, when there's...
Look, he wouldn't...
So really, though, like, say, for instance, if there's, like, some cheating scandal, then it's not really cheating because...
Not really cheating.
Wow.
Yeah, that's insane.
Dean, I want to ask you about the Royals. Apparently, Harry and Meghan might be making a bit of a switch to stateside.
They're looking to buy a house in Hollywood, not because Harry wants to be the new, I don't know, on the new housewife, real house husband, Beverly Hills or anything. No, what's happened is, of course, as you may know, Meghan's mother lives in LA. They want to be closer to her so she can see Archie more often. And also, Harry is working with Oprah Winfrey on a huge project, and apparently he'll be needing to spend a lot more time with her, the other royal family member of America.
Yeah.
So there you go. They're looking at a house. Probably won't be Hollywood Hills. Probably be like Calabasas or Bel Air or something.
Okay.
Private, but there you go.
All right. Well, you can pop over and get all the tea, right? Spill the tea. Now, babe, just before we let you go, because I did read a story this morning on Jordan Woods, you know, the girl who cheated or apparently kissed Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend. She's now with James Harden, which is another one of Khloe's exes.
Well, she was spent the weekend with him, like dancing with him and all over him. Because, you know, they would have known each other from when Khloe dated him. So they did know each other, you know. And then she kind of said, oh, it was nothing. But it has caused Kylie Jenner to unfollow her on Instagram today after she saw Jordan all over another.
And wow.
Kylie's like, we're out. I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm so done.
Drama.
Anyway, she'll be following. I just feel like Kris Jenner's just all behind this. Still.
Yeah. Pulling the strings.
Oh, babe, thanks for filling us in this morning.
Bye, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
13, 12, 16 right now. I want to know what you had hanging out. When you were showing a little bit more than you had intended to. A little bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, dude, be lucky you don't have boobs. Literally.
So over the weekend, I was at the gym and I had been doing, I guess it happened when I'd been doing a few squats or something like that.
Dude, you have a booty on you. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty thick.
My only thing that I've got going for me, you know, on the physical department, zero upper body strength, but got the legs, right? Yeah. The problem with that is that you go through a few pairs of shorts sometimes.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It must have happened while I was squatting down or something. And
what'd you do?
Done a little tear in the shorts.
Yeah.
Right in the undercarriage department.
And?
And I didn't realise. It wasn't a really, you know, it wasn't one of those burst release where you're like, oh, I've torn my pants.
Yeah, it was even hearing it rip, yeah.
I only realised because while I was stretching, I'd put my leg right up. You know that one where you put your leg out in front of you and you stretch out the hammy kind of thing?
Yeah.
I was doing one of those, but really leaning right into it. So,
the
splits kind of action going on. And a guy came over to me. And you know when someone approaches you in the gym?
Yeah.
And you're just like... I don't know you.
Yeah,
like,
what do you want?
So you take your headphones out and you're like, oh, what's up, mate? Like, do you need the machine or something like that? He's come over and he's like leaned in quite close. And I'm like, okay, this is a bit weird.
Yeah.
And he's gone, mate, you got a bit of...
Your balls are hanging out.
No, he was more tactful than that. But he was like, mate, you got a you got a pretty big rip in your shorts. And I was like, oh, my God.
Jeez, were you wearing undies?
Yeah.
Oh, luckily.
Yeah, yeah, thankfully. God, that would have been ejected from the gym. Membership cancelled. You are done, mate. No, luckily, he was like, and he was really good about it. He was just like, oh, mate, you got to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yep, cool. I won't be doing any more stretching.
Oh, bloody did it discreetly.
Yeah,
gosh.
And it was worse because I was right in front of the mirror. So as soon as I saw it, I was like, ooh, everyone, there's angles for everyone.
I remember I was at the pool once, right? I think I was like 20, it must have been like 22, 23, because I was pretty thin then. I was like wearing a bikini and my boob had like fallen out the bottom of my triangle.
I feel like that would happen.
But, no, like, I mean, I didn't realise.
Yeah.
But the lifeguard was up on his, like, little thing, and he's got the microphone that just yells out to people. He's like, excuse me, miss, in the orange. I had his, like, fluoro orange bikini top on. In the fluoro orange, just check your top. And my boobs hanging out.
Put your boob away, please. Please, ma'am.
Trust me, last time I went swimming. Anyway, embarrassment.
And that's what I want to know this morning on 13, 12, 16. If you ever had like a wardrobe malfunction or something where someone's come up to you and said,
something's hanging out.
There's a bit more going on here than you've obviously intended. 13, 12, 16, give us a call.
Jane's from Margaret River. What do you have hanging out?
So I was actually at a beach in Perth, my older brother, and we were going for a swim. It was a hot day. And I come back to the car. Now, I took my underpants, my shorts, like we were going swimming, pool togs.
Yeah.
And I normally wear stubby shorts, so I put my stubby shorts back on and had to go get some stuff from Bunnings.
Yeah.
So we drove down to Bunnings, and I must have forgot to do my flyer.
Right.
So I walked around Bunnings, done the whole lap of Bunnings, right, looking for all my stuff, and we got everything. And we walked out, and the girl at the front counter while I was checking out was smirking, laughing at me. She didn't say anything. And we walked out, and I looked down, and I said, hey, bro. Got your junk hanging out. And I looked down, and my full hanging out on the whole lap of Bunnings.
Did you?
And I was like, what? Zipped it up. And I said, oh, God, that's a bad one to do. So,
did you not feel a breeze, or was it just
a really
warm day?
The water was pretty cold, so I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Feeling comfy.
Yeah, exactly. I was just trying. Oh, terrible.
Oh, Jay,
how's the chicks form? Not saying anything, just like, all right.
Oh, what do you say? Literally.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess. But.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
How bloody devastating is it to wake up and find out that someone in the swimming team has been tested positive over at the swimming championships?
Yeah, well, she didn't even go. So this
what?
Is, yeah, so like there's a few, this whole drug thing that's going on with the Swimming World Championships.
I thought she was a part of the Dolphins team, which is the squad over there.
So she was a part of the squad,
right.
But they picked her up before the team left, and
right.
So she never got to go.
Oh, so what, it's just come out in the news now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And the reason they're all unhappy about it is some people are like, as soon as an athlete tests positive, we want to know.
Yeah.
And then some people are like, well, no, Swimming Australia are not allowed to just give out those details.
The way my mind goes is when someone gets done for doping or whatever, I automatically just go to, like, those recreational drugs. Like, you idiot. Why?
Yeah, why
would you
partying?
Do that? But
you
it's know. Not. They are drugs that are actually found in, like, protein drinks and things like that, right? Or recovery things.
So after you and I spoke about this last week and we had the whole Mac Horton and Sun Yang thing going on, I was like, I wonder how common this is and how this actually happens. I actually really feel sorry for a lot of the athletes now because it is incredibly hard to live a completely different lifestyle where you're constantly watching what you're putting in your body.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't have cold and flu meds.
Yeah.
You can't have some protein shakes.
But also, too, aren't they, like, constantly, like, putting things on the banned substance list and then taking it off and then putting it back on, like...
And so Sun Yang, for example, his ban that he got years ago was for a minor infraction, like a pretty low-level substance.
Right.
That substance is actually not on the ban list anymore.
Okay, so we just jumped up and down and doing this massive protest of not standing on the podium on something that is now not even on the list?
Well, I don't know. And the thing that confuses me about this is because we're not, like, inside where all the athletes are on board with Mac.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder if because they know him and deal with him on a regular basis, maybe they know stuff that we don't.
Okay.
But, I mean, for the Aussie athletes, like, it's just... yeah, like for Shayna and stuff, I feel bad for her because she's heartbroken by this.
Yeah.
And I don't know the full story, but I feel like she's accidentally taken something in a protein shake or a supplement of some kind.
I'm sure it wouldn't have been, deliberate, but I mean, for the rest of the world now to be looking at, you know, I mean, we obviously took a stance with not standing on the podium with the Sun Yang.
Yeah.
And then to now have one of our own test positive.
I mean, it's totally not a good look.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a super rich footballer or a really wealthy athlete, you can have a nutritionist or a doctor check everything you put in your body.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know, like, our swimmers, unless you're the elite, like, few, you're not making bank.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our Olympic athletes are not super well paid. So,
yeah,
I'll be really interested to see what happens with this story.
Yeah.
And I think we have a lot to learn with this whole...
So is it now done now? Like, she's been proven guilty and that's it? Or
no, so they're still looking into it. She had a positive test for the A sample, which they notified her and they said, we'll test your B. Her B came back positive as well.
Well, there's nowhere really to go from there, is there?
No, so she, I think, will probably serve some kind of ban.
All she needs to do is go and smash all the samples. Isn't that what Sun Yang did?
Oh, my God.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
All right, we got Ryan from Bidding Up. Who would you like to go up against this morning?
I'll go up against you, Jules.
Good.
Why? Why? Oh, my gosh. All right, I'll pass this over to Jesse.
All right, here, let me undo
this. Damn it, I've gone twice in a row now. Lost out twice in a row too, so Ryan, you with a good shot.
All right, quick one, Ryan. Do you have kids, mate?
Yeah, mate.
Okay, you might be up with a good chance on this first question.
Oh, jeez.
Buzz in with your name. If the one of you gets it wrong, the other person gets a free crack out of it, okay?
Okay, mate.
Question number one. Tinky Winky.
What?
Lala, Poe, and Poe are all characters from the children's television show, The Teletubbies.
Oh,
what is the name of the fourth Teletubby?
There's four. Wait, read out the names again.
Tinky Winky, Lala, and Poe.
Tinky Winky, Lala, and Poe. Are you going to buzz in, Ryan?
I'm just trying to think about the show. The kids watch that many.
I'll give you a hint, all right?
Spell it out
for
us.
If you have a couple of vinos or a few beers...
Jules.
You get...
Tipsy?
That's not... I was going to say it rhymes with.
Oh, no. I got it.
Go, Ryan.
Dipsy.
It is Dipsy. God.
Wait, I'm pretty sure he said Ditsy. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking.
What did you say?
Hey?
No, that's all right. Let's just move
on. You just got a dirty mind.
I said Ditsy.
All righty, let's move right along from that. Question number two, true or false? 12 years on from the 2007 Simpsons movie, creator Matt Groening has confirmed another film will happen.
Jules. True.
It is true.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well done.
On my Simpsons one this morning.
Question number three. In AFL, Brisbane are known as the Lions. Adelaide are known as the Crows. What animal are North Melbourne known as?
Ryan.
Gone, Ryan.
All right, Ryan, don't yell it out.
Kangaroos. 2-1 to Ryan.
It is two.
Question number four. Who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
Jules.
Go on, Jules.
Blake. Blake Lively.
I'll give it to you. Blake Lively.
There's only one Blake, okay?
All right, this is the tiebreaker, guys. Question number five. Whoever gets this gets the win. What is the deepest... Oh, it's multiple choice, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
What is the deepest natural trench in the world? Is it A, Mary's Cove, B, Mariana Trench, or C, the Tonya Trench?
Ryan.
Go, Ryan.
Mariana Trench, I'm a fisherman.
Correct, mate. You have won. Very nicely done, mate.
Lovely.
Not a bad start to your week there.
That's
awesome.
Gosh. Mate.
You'll love Evedon Lakeside Retreat. It is a phenomenal place to stay.
You guys are legends. Thank you so much.
No worries at all. Happy to,
happy
lose.
To have a loss this morning.
Damn it, this is like the third one in a row.
Good on you, mate.
The week off well.
Thanks. This
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Australia's Got Talent was back on our screens last night on GWN 7, and the absolute superstar of the show was 22-year-old Paul Capillaris, who sung incredibly well. And we've got him on the phone right now, mate. How does it feel to be Australia's newest superstar?
Absolutely insane. Like, I had no idea anything would ever happen. Like, it's just so crazy that people have responded in such a strong way. Like, it's unbelievable.
Now, I just don't know if I've just had, like, a really rough weekend, and I had, like, the bit of the blues yesterday when last night when I was watching. But, oh, my gosh, I couldn't stop crying. It was when you started singing, you know, the goosebumps that you get. Amazing. Yep, yep. Oh my gosh, the hairs were standing up on my arms. It was, so beautiful to watch you sing.
Thank you.
So what's the plan from here? You've got the semi-final and then world domination after that.
You can just relax.
Look, honestly, I haven't even thought about, like, the future. Like, I just did this because I really wanted to do it ever since I was a little kid. Like, I didn't think far ahead to be like, I'm going to do like this. Like, it's just... It's been such a whirlwind, so whatever happens, you know, as long as I get to do music for the rest of my life, I'm happy.
Oh, Paul, what age did you start singing?
Honestly, I've been singing my whole life, but I didn't really start getting any kind of good until I was about 17. I started getting lessons at that point, but before that, you'd get the, oh, you're so good, like, natural talent. You do so great with lessons, you know.
Yeah.
So I finally got those lessons and, you know, got me here.
And so have you been performing for the last few years, or is this your first, like, full-on performance?
Well, I've done, like, little things here and there, obviously, like, with my singing school, just little concerts and stuff, but this is completely a whole other level, like, a whole other level.
Yeah, just insane. I mean, and to get the golden buzzer last night as well, too, I mean, I didn't realise that the judges could only use them once.
Yeah.
But that must feel pretty special for Lucy to have that, give you that golden buzzer.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know at the time. Like, I thought I got kicked off the show because I couldn't see. Like, I was like, am I, like, off the show? Like, what did I get? Like, what happened? And not until Lucy kind of came on stage and, like, you know, hugged me and told me, it was crazy. Like, it was such a whirlwind moment.
Yeah. Oh, and your mom was just so emotional. Just, oh my gosh, it was just all tears.
She has not stopped crying, like, the whole since the audition. Like, she's been such a mess.
Now, just for anyone who has missed it, you have a pretty full-on vision impairment. Since you were born, right?
Yes, since I was born.
And that's never stopped you, like, from your whole, like, all of your musical journey? It hasn't changed anything?
No, because it doesn't stop me, you know. Like, learning piano was harder at first, and, like, there are certain things in my life have been more difficult, and you get bullied, but, you know, so does everyone else. But as far as music, once I have the skills to, progress, I'm not going to let any limitations stop me.
Oh, babe, well, we are so happy to hear that, and it was just absolutely beautiful to watch you perform last night. I can't wait to see where this takes you.
Genuinely inspirational.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been such a fun conversation. Thank you.
No worries.
Have a great day, mate.
You too. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.